We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. It says in the Pasuk that there's two times in the Torah where the Yidden asked, the Yidden got Slav. One time they got Slav is in Parashas Beshalach, and one time is in Parashas Baloischa. In Parashas Baloischa, through eating the Slav, they got killed. In Parashas Beshalach, they got the Slav, but they didn't die from the Slav. So this first Pasuk is talking about Parashas Beshalach. Hashem will give you at night to eat basar, and in the morning you'll get bread and get full from that. Basar they asked not properly because they had their own animals. They didn't have to ask for basar. They got a shleik ha'igin. According to Rashi, means they got it at night where it's not so geshmak to eat, to get food at night. You have to start preparing it at night, and it's a little late in the game. Mashaken bread, they got in the morning. So lechem shalok kohagin, nitlam kohagin. Lechem, that they need bread to live, that they got in the morning. That's the Rashi learns, means kohagin like kohagin. And the Gemara says afterwards, but kan lovna dahar dahacharis, so yoyecha adam basar v'laylash. Only eat basar at night. That's the right time to eat basar, not in the morning. The right time to eat flechiks is at night. Now the Masha asked that if it was shalok kohagin to have at night, how can we learn here dahacharis to eat it at night? Therefore, the Masha has a different pshat on the Gemara because of this kasha, and he learns that they got the basa shleik ha'igin means like this, that basa they asked improperly, when they ate the basa, they didn't get full. They didn't eat it l'soiva. Masha'ikin lechem, which they ate properly, they ate l'soiva, they got full from it. And then agav, you see from here, that they got it at night, that it's derech eres to eat meat at night, dafka, now in the morning. Yesterday's blood. High mind this someone has a suit, eat it by day, so you'll be able to see your food. So the Gemara, no, it doesn't have to be by day. It has to eat it by day. It has to be similar to day, and we can use a light to eat it. By beginning, the Klal Yisrael, when they ate ma'at ma'at. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came and was kaveya suda, that you eat at night, you eat meat, and in the morning you eat lechem. Until then, they used to eat a little bit a whole day, until Moshe Rabbeinu established the two meals a day. There's a brunch and a supper. Now we're talking about the slav, which in Parashat Baloischa, they even complained about that the man, all they have all day is man. So Hashem sent them slav for 30 days, and a big portion of Klal Yisrael died. But it says, the steer dig up sukkim. One pasuk says, Abasai denu ben shneim, the basa was still between their teeth, and they died already. The chesiv says another pasuk, ad chodesh yamim, that took a month for them to die. Okay, it's ad beinonim la'alter mesum. The Beinanim, Tzadikim didn't complain, so they're not in the equation. The Beinanim, la'alter mesum, they died right away. Rishon, Mitztar, and Vaholchim, they were on a deathbed for 30 days straight in terrible stomach pains, ad chodesh yom, until a month's time. It says in the Pasuk that Vayishtachu, Vayokom Om Kola Yom Ahu Vachol Laila Vachol Yom Amachras, Vayeshu Es Aslov, they gathered the Slav, Hamamit Osav Asar, Hamaram, Yishtachu, Ham Shatoyach, Psyus Amachna. They made piles all around the Machna. That they shechted it. See from here that Klal Yisrael was chayiv shechita, chayiv to be killed because of this complaining. The pasuk also says in the same pasuk shetayach that they spread it out. Tanam is made Rav Yisshuv and Karcha. I'll take a shetayach el shchait. Use the lashon of shechita also. Melamed sheyered lehem Yisrael. Take out the word aman. Sheyered lehem Yisrael. Dava shatar and shchita. You see, the thing that fell from the sky was something needs shchita. Now we're very used to saying slav. It's a whale. It's a type of bird. Well, who told you that? Maybe slav is a big piece of banana. I don't know. Who knows what it is? Who knows what slav is? Who said it's shchita? So the pasuk shatayach. We learn from there that the thing that fell from the sky was something that was a bird and needed shchita. Amar Rebbe. So Rabbi Tainez, the Gersa is not Rabbi, or some of a different Gersa, Rabbi Yossi, the Tainez, v'chi mikanat alama, this is your makar, that it was a bird and it needed shchita, I'll tell you where you learn it from. Like for Anema, it says the Pasuk in Tehillim, v'yamter aleihem ka'ofar she'er, u'kechol yamim oif konof. It says Hashem rained from the sky, meat, she'er is meat, like sand, like offer, like dirt, u'kechol hayamim oif konof. And like the the sand on the beach, that's how the oif fell down from the sky. So you see, it was oif. First, the pasuk told him. You don't need a drush of shchait. V'tanya, went to the bride. So Rebbe Yomer, v'zavach the kasha tzvi zicha. It says in the pasuk, shecht like I commanded you. Where did I command you shchita? Over here, in this parasha. V'lam, it says, dava moisha ala veshet v'ala kono, al roiv echa ba'if. There's two pipes that have to be shechted by a behema, the windpipe and the food pipe. And by oif, all you need is roiv, one of them. By roiv, shnayim, behema. Behema need roiv, both of them. And Kapanim, you see, Shechita was given in the Midbar already. Where was that? By a Slav. So you see clearly that the Slav was a type of bird. It just means that it came down piles and piles of this meat. That's what came down. Ksiv lechem, b'ksiv shevek t'ramon. It says lechem, b'ksiv shemen, b'ksiv dvash. The Torah compares the three different foods, if you learn through Pesukim. Lechem, shemen, and dvash. For children, the default taste was lechem, because that was good for them. Lizkenim, the default taste was shemen, was oil. Litinoikos, for little children, not the teenagers, little children, dvash, tastes like honey, like candy. That was the default taste. Ksiv, now back to the slav, it says shlav, because it has a shin. The Karina and Slav, you read it Slav. Amar Rav Chanina, Tzadikim, Oichleis B'Shava. Tzadikim, when the Slav came down, they ate it B'Shava. That was good for them. That was a good steak for them. Rishayim, Oichlem Oisin, Oisoy, V'Domelem Kisluyim. They ate it and it was like thorns to them. Amar Rav Chana Barava, Dalad Mine Slavim. There are four type of Slav. Slav in English, some types of quail, type of a bird. There's four type of Slav. Elohim, Sichli, or Shichli, V'Kibli, U'Pesyoni, V'Slav. Ma'alya the kulu, the best one of all is the shichli. Gereya the kulu is slav, the worst one is slav. And the slav is pretty fatty, like we'll see. The slav is havikitsipur, so it's like the size of a little bird. When you put it into the oven to bake, the tafach, it blows off, the whole tanur is full of it, that's how big it gets. When you serve it, you put it on tlay sarifi, on 13 breads, because there's so much fat, it goes through all the breads. Va'achroina, and the bottom piece of bread is so full of fat, ain't the chelos like that harubis. Only eat it with something else. It's so fatty. And kol shekain, the first piece of bread on top, is mamash, just a shtick fat. Zogtik maravaita that the Amoraim, even if this is hundreds of years after the Midbar, the Amoraim also, they just learned Torah, and they had steak every night. They found it between the barrels. Rav Yehuda Meshtakach Lei Bei Doni, he used to find slav between the barrels. Hashem was mazmin lehem, mazmin for him, these birds. Rav Chista Meshtakach Lei Tzivi, he found it in the firewood, by the firewood piles. Rava Maisley Arisa Kol Yom, every day his Arisa, his Aris, you know, saw in the field some quail and brought it over to him. Yom Echad Layasi, one day he didn't bring the quail. Oh my, hi, what's the problem? Why no quail today? So Rava went up to the roof. Rava was a Talmud of Chista and also a son-in-law of Chista, I think. So he went up. I'm not sure about that, but it could be. So the Gemara says that Rava went up Rashi is his son-in-law also. Chamud Rav, yeah, his son-in-law and his Rebbe, very good. And it said he went up to the roof. Shamili Anuka, and he heard a child saying a pasuk. The Kama Shemati Vatirgas Bitni. Omar said, I heard something and I got upset. Omar Shmami, no, it's a pasuk, that's the lashon of a pasuk. Omar Shmami, no, Noch Nafshe de Rav Chista. Must be, Rav Chista was Nifter. Ubedil Rabba, and Vischus my Rebbe, Ochel Talmida, the Talmud ate. That's why there's no slav anymore, because he's eating Vischus his father. Vischus his Shver, his father in law, which was his Rebbe, which was a big tzaddik. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk about tal shechva satal that the ksiv read the satal. Then the mom, on one hand it says the tal was on top, because it says when the tal disappeared the mom was uncovered. Another pasuk says that after the tal fell the mom fell on top of that. So where was the tal, on top of the mom or on the bottom? So Teretz says it was on both. There was tal on top, dew on top of the mon, and on the bottom. It came packaged. You know, you buy these like little chocolates that comes in a separate package. Every mon was in a separate package. The tal on top, and tal on the bottom. It says in the pasuk, the tal was dak mechuspus. It was thin and mechuspus. What was mechuspus? Amra shlokesh, it stands for the words mach, pas. Pas means your hand, and moch means it melts. Dovah shenimuach apisiyah. You put it in your hand and melt it in your hand. That's how soft it was. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Dovah shenivla b'masayim abam v'shmoina evarim. It was something that got nivla into the evarim. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. It got nivla in the evarim. Why? Because the word mechuspus is a gematria 248. Freit the Gemara mechuspus tuvava. It's more than 248. It's 254. Take out the vav. Take out the vav. It's exactly 248 because the samach and samach is 120 plus the pay is 80 is 200 plus the 48 248. And that's the remez. 248 evarim got absorbed. The mungan absorbed in the 248 evarim. Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says the Hillel. Lechem abirim ochal ish. Lechem abirim means the lechem of the great ones. Who's that? The Malachi Asharas. Lechem is Malachi Asharas. Oichem is the Rebbe Akiva. Akiva says man is the food of Malachim, and that's the Eden ate in the Midbar. Ukshenem dvam fei Rabbi Shmuel. Amal hem tzuvam Malachi Akiva. Akiva to isi made a mistake. Lechem Malachi Asharas. Oichem lechem. The Malachi Asharas eat anything? Like parnema lechem lo yichalti. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Mishmaim. He didn't eat anything. Lechem lo yichalti. My own shisisi. Elamani mekayim abirim, what is mean abirim? Lechem shenivla v'mesayim v'abam v'shmoina evarim. It's similar to the word evarim, that the mung gets nivla in the 248 evarim. Elamani mekayim v'yosei tiyelachal ezenecha v'yitzas v'shamachot. The pasuk says that when they have to go to the bathroom, it says v'yad tiyelachal mechutz v'machna v'yitzas v'shamachot. The Yosei Tielecha Azanech, I have a little peg. V'hoyev Shiftecha Chutz, V'chafarta Ba V'shafta V'chasisa Tzarececha. Cover your Tzaya with the shovel. So the Chayra didn't go to the bathroom. What do you need this Yosei for? So Gemara answers, Dvarim Shetagri Umas Eil Baruchim Yisrael. The stuff that the Tagri Umas sold to them, that they had to go to the bathroom for. Freit the Kasha, the Yavis, the Pelag, the Kasha, the Chari, they had their own animals that could do Shchita. They had the Slav. Why can't you say what's going on that? Why have you said Dvarim Shetagri Umas Eil Baruchim selling? There's no Tarets. I didn't see a Tarets this Kasha. Very strong question.
They didn't
check
their own animals anyway.
But they, if they wanted, they could have. They did.
But they still slaughter.
Right, so they had to slaughter. Either way, they didn't have to have the duff, the things that they bought from the Umar Zaylam. They had their own. Rav Elazar, what? Yeah, but that wasn't Nivlan Nevarim Pashtas. Rav Elazar ben Prata, it wasn't the mon. It wasn't mon. That was natural food. Rav Elazar ben Prata, but what he says, Mordechai is almost like a Tana. Rav Elazar ben Prata, Amma, Af Dvar Mishtagi Umar Sa'ilam Eichelam, even the things that the Umar Sa'ilam sold to them, Mon Mafigam. The Mon turned it into making it be absorbed in the Evar. Mishtagi didn't have to go to the bathroom for that. El Ma'ani Mikayim, Yosati Elechal Zanech, which is Pasuk in Kiseit, say. That's La'achash Yisarchu. After Parashas Shalach, when they complained that the lechem akaloika, which Rashi says, they complained, klum yudlud isha, that nothing comes out of them, that is, they look, Hashem, they don't want it, you know what? You don't want it? Okay, you have to go to the bathroom. And after that, it was terrible, they have to go to the bathroom. I said, you'll be like Malachi Asharis. Achshav ani matriach esom shalish parsois. The halacha was that when they were in the anonim, they had to leave the anonim to go to the bathroom. And they had to go three parsois. How do we know? Because we'll see that the length of the machna was three parsois. Three parsois is a crazy amount of, is 12 mil. 12 mil is a lot. It's 12 mil is 12 times 2,000 amas. It's like 9 miles. They had to walk to go to the bathroom. The chsiv, ayachno al yardin beisai shima yisar obay al shittim, says that the Klai Yisrael camped for that long. V'am rabbi bachano, ledi chazidah hu asra, avi tlasa parsi, and it's tlasa parsi long. V'tari learned in a brai. So kshniftim went to the bathroom, ain't niftim lo yifnei lo yitzdeim, they couldn't go to the side of the cloud or to the front. El lachareh, they go to the back. And so that now they have to walk a lot to the bathroom. The Tosfos, I forgot what the Tosfos is, but he asked the Kasha, how is it possible that they held themselves in, or that for 3 hours to walk to go to the bathroom? So the Mefarshim answer, don't make a right from the Dara Midbar. We have no Musik. They were different people. They could do it. They were much better, stronger people than we were, and they could manage that. But whatever, they walked quick, whatever it was. But it still wasn't good, but it's not possible for us if we have to go to the bathroom to walk 12 miles, 10 miles. So the pasuk says about the mon, it says that people complain, V'ata nafshenu yevesha ein karl. We don't have anything. Omru, asid mon zeh, this mon is going to spoil in our stomachs. Tifek v'meim, klum yesh lot ishe shemachas v'neim. Is it possible for a human to take in and not be maitzi? And the next two lines, the Goyen takes out, because it's a repeat, but we'll read it.
Something
gets absorbed, Messiah, Rabbam, Shemana, Evarim. It gets absorbed in 248 Evarim. That it means from the food that comes from Dinas Yam. This is what we just had. Dova acha, not a pshat lechem abirim. One more Gemara. Dova acha, lechem abirim achalish. That lechem abirim achalish, who's that going to? Who ate the man? Who's achalish? Zeh Yeshua, this is Yeshua that was not in the machne. He was waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu on the bottom of the har. He got his own man. Shiar le man kenei kol Yisrael. He got man kenei gans kol Yisrael. What does that mean? So Rasha means, because it doesn't make sense, it means man like gans kol Yisrael. It means 600,000 oimrim a man. So he's not going to be able to eat it all. And later he's not leave anything over. So the Mashah says it was man ruchni. But the Sfasem says, Shmak Pshat, he says that Yeshua had his own schus, just like the Gans Klai had his schus to bring down the man, Yeshua himself had the schus to bring man down. Sheyarid laman kenei kol Yisrael. How do we know Ish is Yeshua? Ksiv hacha Ish, ksiv hasam kach loch, it's Yeshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach bay. So you see, it says that kach lecha is Yeshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach bay. It says kach lecha Ish, and Ish is Yeshua. So that's how we know it's Ish. So therefore, that means Ish. Bring my baby Moshe, maybe it means Moshe. The ksiv Ish Moshe on the mind. Donim Ish me Ish, vein donim Ish me veha Ish. Ish to Ish is more similar than Ish to veha Ish. And as we know, it is Yehoshua, who the man fell, lechem abir, machal ish, is referring to Yehoshua.